Thank
Huh?
you.
Okay, together on Roman numeral 1.
Amen.
We can experience the joy that describes Christ as our emancipator by the law of the Spirit of life.
Hey, the appointment of the law of the Spirit of life in Romans 8 ushers us into the reality of body of Christ in Romans 12. This law operates within us as we live in the body and for the body.
Amen.
See, the triune God has been processed through incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension to become the law of the Spirit of life installed in our spirit as a scientific law and
Right.
automatic principle. This is one of the biggest discoveries,
Right.
even recoveries in God's economy.
Amen.
I.e., while we remain in touch with the Lord, stay in contact with the Lord, the law of the Spirit of life works automatically, spontaneously, and effortlessly.
Amen.
One, we need to cease from our own struggling and striving. Two, we need to cooperate with the dwelling, installed, automatic, and inner operating God by prayer and having a spirit of dependence, thus maintaining our fellowship with the Lord of life and the Lord of work.
Amen.
Three, we need to care for the sense of life in our spirit to remain in fellowship of life, the flowing of divine life for the operation of the law of the Spirit of life. Let's go verses on day one. Someone read Romans 8:2.
The law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death.
Amen.
The Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit
Amen.
that we are children of God.
Amen.
Let's all read the next one. I
Wow.
see the clean fire.
Amen.
Yes. Once electricity has been installed in the building, there is no need to call the power plant and turn the lights off.
Right.
The need is simply to turn on the light switch.
Amen.
Similarly, the law of the Spirit of life has been installed in our spirit as a scientific law, and we simply need to switch on this heavenly electricity. The genuine help, the real help, is just to get the saints in touch with the Lord that will let the automatic law work. As the law of the Spirit of life works in such a one, it will reduce his problem and solve his problem and kill some of his germs. This is a genuine help. The real help is to get into this touch with the Lord that will cause the automatic law of the Spirit of life to operate within us. Actually, you cannot help others. Paul planted, but he could not give life. Apollos water, but Apollos could not give life. Only God could give growth.
Amen.
Only the automatic working law can kill the real germ.
Amen.
We need to pray, Lord, I've just come to touch you. I have nothing to ask of you. I do not even like to ask you to do anything for me.
Amen.
I just like to remain in touch with you.
Amen.
F, the whole key to our living and serving in the body of Christ is the law of the Spirit of life, which operates within us. G, we can cooperate with the inner operating triune God as law of Spirit of life by switching on the law in the following ways. One, we need to walk according to Spirit, live in Spirit. Two, we can mind the things of Spirit, setting our mind on the Spirit. Three, we can put to death by the Spirit to practice our body. Four, we can be led by the Spirit as the sons of God. Five, we can cry to the Father in the spirit of sonship. Six, we can groan in the interceding spirit for our full sonship, which is the redemption of our body.
Amen.
Let's go to verses on day three. Yeah, someone read it.
Romans 8:4-6, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Amen.
For those who are according to the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, things of the Spirit.
Yes.
For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
Amen. Yeah, points 1 and 2 in under G correspond to Romans 8:4-6. Also, I enjoy this paragraph in the grace section. There is a spiritual law by nature. When we fulfill the requirements, this law works. What are the requirements? Walk according to the Spirit. Set your mind on the spiritual things. Put to death all the practices of the body. Be led and cry. Witness and grow. When we could do all these, when we would do all these seven things, the dwelling works. And that is the working of the law of the Spirit of life. Now you can see that when Romans 8 says that the law of Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus, it is not an ordinary me, but a me under the switching.
Amen.
Now let's go to verse on day 4.
If you live according to the flesh, you must die.
Mm-hmm.
But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live.
Amen.
For as we are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
Amen.
You have received the Spirit of sonship in which we cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
The Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God.
Amen.
Yeah, points on 3 to 5 other people correspond to those Romans 8:13-15.
Amen.
One more verse I'll read. Romans 8:23 is not a revival. And not only so, but we ourselves also have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves grown ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body.
Right.
Verse 23 gives the next item. Have you ever realized that to grow is to switch up? New practices. We all have to learn to grow. These are 7 items of the doings that could be found from Romans 8.
Amen.
We have to walk according to the Spirit, to mind the things of the Spirit, to put to death the practice of the mortal body, to be led, to cry, to witness, and finally to grow.
Amen.
We have to do all these 7 things.
Amen.
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 Let's read Roman numeral 2 together.
We can experience, enjoy, and express Christ as one who makes us more than conquerors.
A, we can love God and be constrained, restricted, motivated, compelled, impelled, and propelled by the love of Christ to more than conquering all things. C, God gives us all things with Christ, everything, every situation, are ours, the ones who love Him for our perfecting.
Amen.
D, Christ, having died for us, having been raised, is interceding for us at the right hand of God.
Amen.
Now let's go to verses on day 5.
It's day 31-32. If God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Indeed, if He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not also with Him freely give us all things?
Amen.
Who condemns? It is Christ Jesus who died, and rather who was raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
Amen.
Yes, I enjoyed the second paragraph. On today's meeting. Today we are also are constrained by Christ's love toward us.
Mm-hmm.
This love surely limits us, confines us to a narrow way toward the unique goal of Christ Himself.
Amen.
When we are thus constrained, we are limited, as if walking on a narrow wall road, and we are forced to go in a certain direction.
Yeah.
Although we love the Lord, we are not always willing to take His way.
Mm-hmm.
And we not being walled in by Him, we probably would have escaped from Him.
Mm.
But the love of Christ constrains us, it presses us from every side, and holds us to one goal.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, E. No suffering, including tribulation, anguish, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sport, shall separate us from the love of Christ.
Amen.
F. In all the sufferings, we more than conquer, through Christ loves us.
Amen.
Now, let's go to verses on day 6.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 8:37-39.
Amen.
But in all these things, we are more than conqueror.
Amen.
Through Him who loved us.
Amen.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come,
Amen.
Nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Yes, I enjoy this first parable to read. The love of God is the source of this eternal salvation. This love is in Christ and has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Nothing can separate us from this love of God.
Amen.
In God's salvation, this love to us has become the love of Christ, which does many marvelous things for us through the grace of Christ until God's complete salvation is accomplished in us. These marvelous things provoke God's enemy to attack us with all kinds of sufferings and calamities. However, because of our response to the love of God in Christ, these attacks have become benefits to us. Hence, we more than conquer in our afflictions and calamities.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, feel free to share your enjoyment.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I really enjoyed this matter of the law of the spirit of life.
Amen.
And this law frees us in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And this is just a marvelous little phrase, has freed me in.
Amen.
Yeah.
It doesn't free us by just doing something from outside. Doesn't cause us to suddenly be overcomers somehow from some power that we get. But it's freed us in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And of course, I've always enjoyed this, the picture, you know, with Romans 7 and Romans 8, with this whole matter of the laws, right? And the example of the law of gravity.
Right.
You hold something up and you say, stay there, and you drop it. It's going to fall. Nothing we can do to stop it from falling.
Right.
It's the law of gravity. It's a law.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a scientific law.
Right.
But, and you know, if I try to overcome this law, I can for a moment jump. I can jump up in the air, but I'll fall back down. Right? And if I want to fly, I go jump off a roof, I'm going to fall, right? It's not going to work because I don't have this ability in myself.
Amen.
And I don't have a way to overcome this law, correct? But there is a law, another law, this law of aerodynamics.
Yes. Amen.
And, you know, I work in aerospace, so I really enjoy this part of it. This law overcomes, and of course, this law was only discovered, you know, a little more than 100 years ago. Right? They discovered that there was a way we can overcome this by having the wing shaped a certain way, and having, you know, to create the lift, right? And that's a scientific law.
Right.
Once you get the shape right, and you get the right amount of force and so forth, it goes up.
Right.
So how do you make it go up? You don't have to like get out and push. You just get in, right? You just get into the airplane, right? And in the airplane, you're overcoming the law. But it's not you overcoming
right.
the law.
Right.
It's the airplane and the law of aerodynamics that's overcoming the law of gravity.
Yes.
Right. So we just need to stay in. Stay in the airplane.
Yeah.
And whether they use the jumbo Jesus.
Right?
And the jumbo. And the jumbo jet. The jumbo Jesus.
Amen.
Right? And I really like this couple of sentences that talks about how do we stay in.
Mm-hmm.
To stay in is just to stay in touch with the Lord. Just be the one that touches him. And when we touch, we exercise our spirit, we get in.
Mm.
right? This goes along with the switching on.
Right.
Switch on the law, that's like switching on the engine of the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
You have to switch it on, you have to get the law to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we can just touch the Lord. We touch the Lord and we get in.
Right.
And in there, and this is just so good. The more you are in touch with the Lord without asking him to do something for you,
mm-hmm.
without deciding to do something for him, without attempting to please him,
mm-hmm.
like jumping off the roof, it's not going to work. There will be a kind of automatic working within you to eliminate the sinful flesh.
Right.
This is the law working that overcomes the law of sin and of death.
Mm-hmm.
The negative things within you will be reduced and eliminated. Eventually, this law, the more we cooperate by just touching this one, getting to our spirit, this law overcomes all the negative things in our being.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you overcome something or that you kill something, but there is an automatic killing.
Amen.
Even this law kills the negative things in your being.
Right,
while
amen.
You remain in touch with the Lord, the law of the Spirit of life works.
Amen.
So we just need to be those who stay in.
Right,
to stand in our spirit, to stay in the jumbo Jesus.
Amen.
He will carry us and soar within us.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks. Praise the Lord. This week was encouraging because we have the law of the Spirit and life installed in our being.
Amen.
What I enjoyed, just beginning with Romans 8:2, it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life has,"
amen,
"has freed me
as
in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death." The only problem is sometimes, even though this seems to be in a past sense, sometimes it seems that it's not our experience.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul uses the word "has freed me." That means this was a fact. This was his constant state of being. In spite of all the ups and downs, he could declare, "has freed me." But there's a real important factor. This law is installed in us. And I really appreciated the definition in point D under Romans 1. It says, "The law of the Spirit of life is the spontaneous power of the divine life. It is the natural characteristic and innate automatic function of the divine life."
So
there's a function to this law, and it's there. It's constant. The minute we receive the law, which, by the way, is a person, the law of the Spirit of life is the function of the life of the Spirit in our spirit.
Amen.
And it frees us, and it has freed us from the law of sin and of death. Hallelujah. Yeah. What a declaration that Paul, in all his effort, realized after a while. Oh, he's been set free, no matter what the circumstances are. But there's an important caveat. We need to switch this law on.
Yeah.
It's always there, but it's only real to us when we switch it on.
Amen.
So if we don't switch this law on, it could be there. It could be like having, emancipation papers, but you leave them at home, so you don't realize you're free. In any case, I just wanted to read Ezekiel because it was such a good verse that's not actually in. I don't think it's referred to, but it's Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 and 27. Ezekiel 36:26 says, "I will also give you a new heart."
Amen.
"And a new spirit I will put within you." Amen.
Yeah.
"And I will take away the heart of stone out of your flesh and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. And I love this next clause. It says, and cause you to walk in my statutes and my ordinances. You shall keep and do.
Amen.
So what's wonderful about this law is that it causes us. It's an automatic function of this law. I just want to read just a couple more things, and then I'll leave it to the next saints. It says, letter A, number one, it's a Roman numeral one. It says, the enjoyment of the law of the spirit of life in Romans 8 ushers us into the reality of the body of Christ. In Romans 12, this law operates within us as we live in the body and for the body. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I don't feel like I live for the body. I live for John LaBody. But I need to live for the body of Christ.
Amen.
And if we can continually switch this law on, it spontaneously will cause us to live for the body.
Amen.
And I also appreciate in Ezekiel how it says, I will take away the heart of stone out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. You know, sometimes we have this law in us, but we may have a heart that is indifferent. Mm-hmm. Indifferent to the saints, indifferent to the word of God, indifferent to the meetings. And that's when practically speaking, we have a heart of stone. But the minute we switch on, don't worry about your heart of stone. We just need to see the revelation. When we switch on, we will have a heart of flesh.
Amen. Amen.
The big matter, I think, this week is, it's so wonderful how we can see the function of the law of the spirit of life. But the big matter is really seeing. And seeing is living.
Amen.
If we remain in our indifference, if we remain in our encouragement, all this is just good doctrine. But we really need to see that this law will spontaneously, in spite of our condition, transform us. It will cause us to love the body. It will cause us to live Christ. It will cause us to love the word. It will cause us to live the spirit. And just two more things I just want to read. Day two, number one says, the law of the spirit of life makes us God in life and nature and expression, but not in the Godhead, changing us into the image of the firstborn Son of God, so that we may become his corporate expression. And number two says, the law of the spirit of life constitutes us the members of the body of Christ with all kinds of functions. And the last thing I wanted to read, it was under today's reading in day two. It says, this law functions. The function of the inner law of life, the inner law refers to the divine capacity. In this law, there is the divine capacity, and the divine capacity is almighty. Amen. This divine capacity can do everything in us for the fulfillment of God's purpose. According to its life, the law of the new covenant is the triune God. And according to its function, it is the divine capacity.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, saints. Don't look at ourselves. Don't worry about how much you love the Lord today. Don't worry about how much you see the body, or don't worry about anything, because there's a law which has the capacity to fulfill God's economy in us. Amen. Cause us to see the body and live for the body. But day by day, we just need to switch on. And I just enjoyed the simplest way to switch on is, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
And then spontaneously, this capacity will operate. And day by day, it'll grow and be enlarged. So the matter of being an overcomer, so we have been set free, right? According to Christ is the emancipator. And it's the one who makes us more than conquerors. It's a matter of switching on day by day. This is our real state. This is the factual, this is the real condition of our salvation, is that we are free and we are more than conquerors. But day by day, this law has to be switched on so this can actually be fulfilled in us in reality. Amen.
Amen.
I got very interested in the groan, this word this week.
Oh, groan?
Groan, yeah.
Yes, amen.
And I asked this during the Friday meeting. I think I got better understanding on it. Let me try, give it a try. Romans 8:23, it says, and not only so, but we ourselves also who have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body.
Amen.
So although we have divine spirit and first fruit in our spirit, our body has not yet been saturated with the divine life.
Mm-hmm.
Our body is still the flesh, linking to the old creation, and it is still a body of sin and death that is important in the things of God.
Yeah.
We need to see that our body is the weakness, is our weakness. It can do nothing to please God. So that's what that means. When we see this, we would grow.
Amen.
And also we need to realize that this weakness shows us that our ignorance of how we should pray.
Amen.
We do not know the kind of prayer God desires, and we are not clear how to pray according to the burden we feel, who are being conformed to the image of God's Son.
Amen.
We grow.
Amen.
When we grow, it is exactly the indwelling spirit interceding. So we don't know what to pray, how to pray, but the spirit, we let the spirit give the way to the spirit, the spirit interceding for us.
Amen.
And then it's the best prayer carried of God's economy on the earth today.
Amen.
And we grow together, we eagerly await the glorious day, the full sonship. And here we also can see that session began with the regeneration of our spirit. It's continuing with the transformation of our soul, and will be consummated with the redemption of our bodies.
Amen.
So our growing, in our growing, the spirit grows also, interceding for us.
Amen.
His interceding is mainly that we may experience the transformation in life.
Amen.
Growth into the maturity of sonship,
right,
and we may be fully conformed to the image of God's Son.
Amen.
This is the best prayer to carry out God's economy. And on Saturday, a few sisters, we went hiking together. We start talking about prayer. I realized I really not a person of prayer. So I started reading a book called A Prayer. Then I got enlightened. It's not only a prayer. Prayer is just one aspect to normal Christian life. Prayer and Bible reading should be balanced in the Christian life, normal Christian life.
Amen.
Just like you have a sky, you know, earth. You have life and food, right food. You have day and night. So it's balanced. Our Christian life is balanced. And prayer and scripture reading, these two things should be balanced.
Amen.
Like when you want to walk a normal Christian life, walk on the earth, you need to use your both feet, right?
Yeah.
One step at a time. And not do one left foot 100 steps and the right foot 2 steps. And this kind of remind me, we start from growing, talk about prayer, then not come back to two basic aspects of Christian life, scripture reading and prayer.
Amen.
And these two things help us to go back to the spirit, go back to our spirit, the word is spirit.
Amen.
Prayer, when you pray, you touch the spirit. Go back to your spirit.
Amen.
In your spirit.
Right.
To forward with the spirit.
Amen.
That's the essence of the Christian life. Also, kind of remind us the growing your like the indwelling spirit interceding. That's the best prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I also enjoy what our sister shared, that not only cry to the Father, but you've also grown. So this is interceding spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So when we call our Father, we express the sweetness of our intimate relationship with our God.
Right.
Praise the Lord. So in our groaning, the spirit also groans also.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Nice.
It's really relieving. This is really interceding for us.
Right.
So when we intercede, when the interceding spirit prays for us, so that we may be conformed to the image of Christ.
Mm.
Hallelujah. So I really enjoyed and only relieve also and strengthen the in Romans 8:31, if God is for us, it can be against us.
Amen.
It's really victorious.
Amen.
In our experience.
Mm.
Because God freely gives us all things with Christ. Mm. Everything, every person, in every situation of ours. So the ones who love Him for perfecting.
Amen.
So Christ, yes, Christ having died for us and having been raised in this interceding for us at the right hand of the Father. So we can see here in day six, in all the sufferings, we more than conquer through Christ who loved us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That we can see here that the love of God is the source of His eternal salvation. So we can see in God's salvation, this love to us has become the love of Christ.
Amen.
Which does many marvelous things. Hallelujah for these marvelous things.
Amen.
Through the grace of Christ. So these marvelous things provoke God's enemy to attack us with all kinds of sufferings and calamities. But, however, because of our response to the love of God in Christ, these attacks of the enemy has become benefits to us. So we need to be thoughtful. These sufferings has become benefits to us.
Amen.
This is really strengthening, right? So we can see for apart from Christ, it says here, even a sin such as losing our temper would separate us from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Simple things as this. Here it says, however, the love of God is not only the love of God itself, but the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So, we have the love of God, but if it is separate from Christ, nothing works, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because of Christ, because of the love of God is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We may be assured that nothing can separate us from Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For this, we are more than conquered through Christ who loves us.
Amen.
Amen.
If God is for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
Indeed, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not also give Him freely? How shall He not with Him freely give us all things?
Amen.
Back a little bit. I this week I just enjoy kind of a deeper appreciation and understanding of this law of the spirit of life.
Mm.
You know, a lot of times you hear this phrase, you just kind of take it for granted. But this week, through these messages, I just see this law of the spirit of life is installed in us.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot get away from it. It's already installed in us. We don't have to try to get it. It's installed in us.
Right.
And it's installed in us. It will work automatically.
Hey.
As they share, how, you know,
mm-hmm.
like any kind of plant as a law,
mm-hmm.
and we just stay in that kind of life, that automatically that law of that life will work.
Amen.
Just like the plant, when you plant even just a seed, you don't know, you just put water, and then eventually you see flowers coming up.
Yeah.
You know, it's so amazing how life is just so automatic. But we were so pitiful. We Christian, like we tried to be Christians. And we tried through our
mm-hmm.
whole creation, like,
yeah.
through
yeah.
our own Adam. It's just so pitiful. Sometimes you go through so much suffering because you don't want to turn to this law of the spirit of life. You don't want to turn to Christ. You don't want to turn to spirit. You don't want to pray or read the word. And so we suffer. You know, a lot of times that's my condition. I don't know about you. So anyway, so I just enjoy how this law of the spirit of life is installed in us and
Amen.
It will work automatically.
Amen.
But the thing more than that is that, like I'm going to share, we enjoy, experience Christ as the one who makes us more than conquerors.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just kind of living a good Christian life. We are all Christ wants us to conquer, because while we are experiencing, enjoying Him, there will be things happen to us.
Amen.
And so the word that's why God promised us that He will not leave us. He will be with us.
Amen.
And this is in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 32. So this is in Jeremiah 32:40-44. In this portion, anyway, in this portion, there is an eternal covenant. Jehovah made an eternal covenant with the children of Israel. And in this covenant, God says He will not turn away from us and will plant us in Christ, our good land. In Christ, in all His aspects, will be bought by us.
Amen.
And when I read this, life in Christ, you know, what is this? Yes, I understand Christ is our good land, right? We enjoy Him. This is Christ in all these aspects will be bought by us.
Mm-hmm.
And expensive to buy Christ is to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
To gain Christ by forgetting the things that are behind and pursuing Christ.
Amen.
So day by day, as we are experiencing and enjoying Him, there will be things happen to us, but we can pay the price,
mm-hmm.
you know, forsake our soul life, you know, choose life. And so by all these things that every day, little bit by little bit, we can be conquered.
Amen.
Because He is for us. Who can condemn us?
Mm-hmm.
Who is He who condemns? It is Christ Jesus who died and rather who was raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. I enjoy these two verses because that morning I just woke up. Sometimes I just feel like I'm just so defeated, you know, just kind of disappointed. But when I read this part, I was just so uplifted that God is a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot turn away from what He said.
Amen.
And He said He is for us. He will not condemn us because Christ Jesus has already died and raised and is now sitting on the right hand of God interceding for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is because the love of God, again, we brought bringing the mm-hmm. He loves us. He can never, never change. He loves us eternally. And then I just want to put this parallel, which is very, so good. God's salvation in Christ has saved us to the extent that on the one hand, we're in God's acceptance and join the source of his salvation, which is God's love in Christ, from which we cannot be separated from any person, matter, or thing. And on the other hand, we are in God's love, being conformed to the Lord's Spirit, to reach the ultimate goal of the salvation, that is to enter into the incomparable divine glory and be glorified together with God.
Amen.
That is the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Enjoy Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father purposed us to be freed from sin, corruption, Satan, the world, by Christ as an emancipator.
Amen.
Through the Spirit of life as the automatic principle already installed in us.
Amen.
But saints, every day we just need to turn it off.
Amen.
And I really enjoy that. It seems that we're in a paradox, because the way for us to be emancipated is for us to be constrained by the love of Christ.
Amen.
It seems that we were in a prison, and the way to rescue us from prison is to place us in another prison. But this paradox is true. When Apostle Paul was in the prison writing the book of Philippians, do you think he's really in the prison? Physically, he's in the prison, but spiritually, he's free.
Amen.
He is one with Christ.
Amen.
And the saints outside the prison, do you think they're really free? They might be saved by sin, by death, by the world. Oh, dear saints, well, it all depends on which prison, quote, quote, prison we want to be in, right? If, I really enjoy that in this message, our brothers have a burden, is that we can love God and be constrained, restricted by Christ.
Amen.
But that's not enough. We have to be motivated, compelled, impelled, and propelled by the love of Christ,
amen,
so that we can be more than conquerors.
Amen.
So to defeat all the
That's right.
negative things.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to be compelled, impelled, and propelled by the love of Christ is that we can enjoy the Spirit.
Amen.
Because this Spirit, again, is an automatic principle. It is a scientific law that's already installed in us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in Romans 8:7, it says, by the, all these things, we more than conquer
through
him who loved us.
Amen.
And this brings us to Romans chapter 8. And here, actually, the brothers point out, there are a few things that we can all experience. Is first, we have to walk according to the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And second, we mind the things of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And third, to put to death the practices of the mortal body. And fourth, to be led, and fifth, to cry, and sixth, to witness, and finally, to groan.
Amen.
You're saying it's actually not a bad thing to groan, because we know the Holy Spirit is actually groaning in us.
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, we are free in Christ.
Amen.
This is a heavenly fact, and no one can reject. No one can resist.
Right.
But on the other hand, we are actually, in our daily experience, we are constrained by many things. So that's why the Holy Spirit is growing in us. So saints, we just need to join the Spirit in growing.
Amen.
It's okay to grow, right? Because we know that today we are all living in this paradox. And this paradox actually helps us to always turn back to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Never graduate from calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Never graduate from prayer. Amen. And from reading the word.
Amen.
From turning to our Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, from enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
From being compelled by the Spirit.
Amen.
Impelled by the Spirit.
Amen.
Impelled by the Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody from online?
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed this week. I enjoy that we in Romans 8, there's more than two laws, but I see two laws. One law is a law of sin and of death, and the other law is a law of spirit of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
That can set us free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
And I was very, I thought it was interesting that they used the word scientific.
Mm-hmm.
They call the laws as scientific laws.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is in contrast to laws that man made, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the Constitution or mm-hmm. even God's commandments, you know, thou shalt not covet. These laws are not scientific laws and they're not automatic.
Mm-hmm.
A scientific law is like the law of gravity,
mm-hmm.
where if you touch it, it always happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
The gravity will always pull you down. And just if you touch the law of spirit of life, it will always free you from the law of sin and of death.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. And I enjoy one way in which we can switch on this law, that we don't have to live in sin and death, that we could be free from the law of sin and death is by switching on. And one of those ways that we can switch on is to set our mind.
Mm-hmm.
In Romans 8, it says, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Hallelujah, we can set our mind on the spirit. I really practiced that this week because sometimes I get waken at night and I'm, because of my disturbing of my dreams or whatever I'm thinking of,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I've been practicing just pull out the Bible
mm-hmm.
and just read a chapter.
Amen.
Just set my mind on touching the spirit.
Amen.
And then every time I do it, I'm telling you, saints, I receive life and peace.
Amen.
Amen. We just have to set our mind and touch the spirit.
Amen.
Oh, we have such a switch within us.
Amen.
We can touch the spirit of life, which set us free from the law of sin and of death.
Amen.
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 I enjoy the message on day 4 that mentioned about warning, that we receive more spirit through the suffering, and at the same time when we're growing, we receive more life into us. A lot of time we don't know how to deal with situations.
Mm-hmm.
That's the source we're growing. It's a lot of time that one time I fellowship with my sister about the prayer and noticed that a lot of times things doesn't go from our way. Only the Lord knew how the things work. So even when we pray, we need to just pray the Lord to lead us instead of the Lord to bless for this, how to do the things. Because a lot of
mm-hmm.
time we cannot see the things work, but the Lord already knew. So that's why
Amen.
The things doesn't work on our prayer. So even so, sometimes growing is stronger than the other things because we don't know how to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy it at day six mentioned that every day Christ, the power and wisdom of God, is being transmitted from God, the giver, to us, enjoyer.
Mm-hmm.
Without transmission of Christ as power and wisdom to us from God, we have no power or wisdom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, in our daily living to deal with all the situations, we need wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
There's no trick or there's no special, no secret recipe. Actually,
mm-hmm.
just the
a lot of situations just need wisdom.
Yes.
Mm. When we have wisdom, we have the Lord with us.
Mm.
And then the things go, everything goes well.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a transmission reason, we enjoy Christ as our power, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and the redemption. Yeah, and we must learn to remain transmission all the time. That's this also is very reminds me about Thessalonians.
Yes.
Always rejoice, unceasingly pray.
Amen.
And give thanks for our prayers.
Amen.
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 Still time.
Make better.
Still time.
Amen.
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 The more we are investing better, the more we are the more the love that Holy Spirit is already in us.
Amen.
We are something is happening to us, negative things.
Yes.
This thing, the Lord is already in us.
Amen.
I already, when we get in touch with God,
yes.
By just spending some time with God, we make up our mind just to just be an enemy,
yes.
Already provoke us.
Amen.
But when we are, the more we are in touch with the Lord, we don't have to ask Him. The Lord is already.
Amen.
Amen.
Since God is already in us, all the problems that we are there will be an automatic love within us. We eliminate simple things.
Yes.
Just remain in touch with the Lord as the Lord.
Amen.
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 Lord, give the closing now, okay? Anybody want to share? Anybody else want to share something? Okay. I really enjoy your prophesying, okay, by the way.
Amen.
So this week, it's pretty much based on Romans chapter 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Romans chapter 8, so if you go to day 1, in Romans 8, verse 2, tells us there are two laws, right?
Amen.
So the first law is the law of the spirit of life. How about the other law? The law of sin
and of death.
So if you stay in your flesh, so you are under the law of sin and of death, right? So that's why in Romans 7:18, Apostle Paul says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, right? For the will is to present with me,
Amen.
But to work out the good is not."
Yes.
So if you stay in the flesh, the law of sin and of death prevails, right?
Yeah.
The best thing you can do is what? The best you can do is to will. And what does that make will? So the best you can do, you can make a resolution.
Yeah.
You know, I determined to do something. That's the best you can do, right?
Yeah.
The result is always terrible.
Yeah.
There's an English word called catch 22, right? You know what that means?
Yeah.
Catch 22 means,
uh-huh.
You know, you see a problem, right? And you try to solve the problem. But the solution has problem. The solution is a flaw. So there's no solution, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like catch 22. You are in the flesh, you apply the law of sin and of death, the result is always terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You need to apply a different law.
Right.
This law is called the law of the spirit of life. I really enjoy it. Brother Rob and the other brother share about that analogy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live on this earth, we are all under the influence of the law of gravity, right?
Yeah.
The gravity basically is because the earth creates a dent in the space.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we are pulled to the earth, right?
Yeah.
Now, how can you overcome this? Very simple, you buy a ticket, you get into a Boeing 737, right? and the airplane is able to overcome because you apply a different law.
Yeah.
So what's that law? The law of aerodynamics, right? So you have to apply a different law. If you're under the gravity, there's nothing you can do, you know. You have to use a different law.
Mm.
So that's very basic. Mm. So if you have any problem, here tells you, you have to pray, right?
Amen.
You have to say, Lord, I just come to touch you.
Amen.
I have nothing to ask you of you.
Right.
Right.
I do not like to ask you to do anything for me.
Yes.
I just want to remain in the touch with you.
Amen.
And that's the only solution, nothing else. Okay? Otherwise, it becomes the catch 22, right?
Mm-hmm.
Try to solve a problem, but a solution is flawed. Right?
Yeah.
You have to touch it. That makes sense, right?
Right.
Then you go to day two. Day two tells you something very interesting. Right? If you talk about the spirit, the law of the spirit of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this life has what? Anything has a function.
Mm-hmm.
This life has a function. Or you can say the word of the capacity, right? The life has capacity, has a
mm-hmm.
function. So what's that function? Let me read to you, Romans 8:29. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. What did I try to tell you? So what is the first function? The first function is we are able to receive divine life.
Amen.
You know why? Because according to this verse, you know, God, you know, became a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
God became a man with a purpose. What's that purpose?
Mm-hmm.
So that a man can become God, right?
Amen.
God became a man so that we can become God. So from this verse, you can see that we are able to receive God's life, right?
Amen.
Because we are the many brothers, right? Many brothers. The first function is that we can receive divine life.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the second function? Second function is in Ephesians 4:16. All from whom all the body being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen.
So what is the second function? Growth, right? It's, we are a member of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You know, be honest with you, without Christ, without God's life, right? Without God's life, I feel like I'll become a different person. I'll be a very mean person.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can receive God's life, so I'm different. I'm changed.
Amen.
Also, without God's life, we are all very individualistic. You only hang out with your own people, right? You only talk to my family members, my brothers, my sisters, my in-laws. I talk to my tribe, right? I talk to my high school classmates, my college classmates. Other people, I don't care, right? We are so selfish.
Yeah.
So because God's life, we become a better person. We are able to live the church life.
Amen.
Thank you. We are also different, but we are all together, right? So that's day two. Then we come to day three and day four. They are together, okay? Day three and day four. Basically, it asks you a question. You know? We do have the law of the spirit of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can we make it work? How can we make it work? It doesn't make it work for everybody, okay? No.
Yeah.
You have to meet the following, how many requirements?
Seven
requirements. Seven requirements.
Okay, let me test you. Okay, the first requirement is you have to walk according to the Spirit. Second requirement is you have a sexual mind on the Spirit. Peace, right? And then the third requirement is you need to put to death the
practice of the body.
Right? Fourth requirement is we must be led by the Spirit of God. Oh, number five, we need to cry, requirement is with the Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit, we are
children of
God. Top one, grown. Okay, you got a several requirements. Then we can apply that law of the Spirit of Life, right?
Amen.
Let's go back to the first one. Let me kind of explain to you, okay? So what does that mean to walk according to the Spirit, right? How can you walk according to the Spirit? Walk means your daily living, how you live your life, right? You make a decision, you listen to your inside voice. There's a voice. Tells you, Tito, do this, not do this, say this, not to say this, right? That's the walk according to the Spirit. You know, very often people will ask, you know, I'm not sure this voice is from the Spirit or from myself or from Satan. Like, I don't really know. But I tell you one thing for sure, and I think that is pretty sure about this. If you do something, it's not from the Spirit, you will know. Because the conscience will bother you.
Sure.
This is not good. This is really horrible.
Yeah.
But you do know you are not in the Spirit. Okay, so we need to walk according to the Spirit. Right?
Amen.
And second thing is we need to mind the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
So what is the easiest way to mind the things of the Spirit? What's the easiest way? To read the Bible.
Amen.
But read the Bible, you know, read the Bible is good. Sometimes like me, you know, when I read the Bible, I tell you 99% of the time I don't understand it. It comes in from this ear, it goes on from the other ear, right? So what's the best way to digest the Bible verses? By prayer, right? Prayer is also in the Bible. Let's say you don't know, you have no idea, okay? It's in the Bible, okay? The prayer really helps you digest the God's word.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
You know, that's the way to set your mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
If you pray a lot, if you read the Bible a lot, eventually you memorize it. Right. Mm-hmm. The verse I really like, if God is for us, who can
be against
us? I memorized it. Then I can muse upon this verse.
Mm-hmm.
I can contemplate, right? I can I can think about this verse. That means to sit on my on the Spirit, right? That simple, right?
Yeah.
Go to number three. We are going to put to death the practice of the body. You will live, right?
Mm-hmm.
I shared with you earlier before, you don't want to have your self-effort.
Yeah.
It's like a catch-22, right? Your solution is flawed.
Mm-hmm.
You have problems in your solution. How can you find a solution, right? How can you solve that problem? You have to take a different life. We need to connect, we need to touch God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sense? Then come to number four. We need to be led by the Spirit. If you listen to what I say, you walk according to the Spirit, you set your mind on the Spirit, you put to death the practice of the body, you're pretty much led by the Spirit, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty automatic. And the number five, we need to cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Why do you want to cry, Abba, Father? Why? Because we are no longer God's creatures.
Mm-hmm.
You are not a piece of chair, okay? You are not a piece of rock. You are not a tree, okay? We are not only the creatures. You are not God's slave either. Okay? You are not here to, I'm God's slave, I'm here to worship Him. You are not God's employee either. So we are God's children.
Amen.
Children. We are God's children. That's what we call
Father.
It's very normal and sweet, right? You can try a different approach. You could go, you call Abraham Lincoln. You call George Washington. Oh, George Washington. Oh, Abraham Lincoln. How do you feel if you do this with Peter?
No.
Nothing. You feel stupid, right?
Right.
You feel stupid. You call, oh, Abba, Father.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. Very normal, very sweet.
Yeah.
It's very natural, right? It's very spontaneous. And that's why it's witnesses. You know, we the Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit. We are the children of God.
Amen.
We are the children of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. This right. The relationship between us and God is we are the children.
Amen.
That's very important. Okay. Then the family, the groaning. What does that mean? Groaning, right? If you go to day three, it gives you a very good interpretation. Day three, the last paragraph. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a very good definition about groaning. Right? Groaning means we do not know what to say. But we have a certain kind of sensation within us concerning
mm-hmm.
God's interest on the earth today, right? Mm-hmm. That's why the Spirit is praying for us. We don't know what to pray, then we groan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we groan about God's interest.
Amen.
We have no clear picture. Then another interpretation is on day four. Again, the last paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to read the entire Bible to understand it.
Right.
This is really tricky, okay? Basically, it means the whole universe, all the creatures, right? We are all under the slavery, right? Under the bondage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even us, our body, you know, we have become older and eventually we're going to die. So we are looking for redemption. That's called glorification, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we all groan together.
Because we're not so bad, right?
We groan together. So you can see through the couple's interpretation. Then lastly, we come to day five and day six. It's kind of interesting. You go to day five, day six, it talks about what? Start with L. Love. Okay, about love, right? I was a little bit bothered by this. I said, very good. From day one to day four, they all talk about what? The law of the spirit of life.
Amen.
That's cool, right? Then you come to day five and day six, suddenly become love. Kind of strange, kind of weak. Again, you need to go back to the entire book, right? Entire chapter 8. Now, I will try to explain it, okay? This is very tricky. And what is this? What it's trying to say is this. You can see the first part in chapter 8. You know, God went through a process, right?
Mm-hmm.
He became a human. He lived on the earth for 33 and a half years. He died, he was crucified, and he resurrected. He became a life-giving spirit. He went through this process in order to what? To save us, right? So he loves us. Clearly, he loves us. So that we have this law of the spirit of life in us, right? If you stay in the flesh, it's no good. You can apply the law of the spirit of life. But for this to happen, God loves us.
Amen.
Without this love, it will never happen, right? That's the part one in the chapter 8. How about chapter 2? That's the second part is about the redemption. You know, our body eventually will be redeemed and we will be glorified. That's
Amen.
The final salvation, right?
Yes.
That's the final salvation. You can see there are two salvations. The first one is already being done. And the second part is coming. It's about our body. One day we will be redeemed and we will be glorified, right?
Amen.
So basically, Apostle Paul is saying, you know, don't worry, you know, God is going to do this for us.
Amen.
So he used a lot of words, like, for instance, okay, the Spirit is interesting for us, right? If God is for us, who can against us? And he will freely give us all things. So eventually, all these things will happen. Our body will be redeemed.
Amen.
And then finally, our body will be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why we turn to the love, because he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And because his love, we are the reason I'm here, because I really think he loves us.
Amen.
So I have no other place to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we are constrained, we are here, right?
Yes.
Because of his love. Now we come to, there's one paragraph, let's read together on day six. Mm-hmm. On day six, the very last paragraph, start with in summary, okay? Let's read together.
In summary, Christ as God was incarnate to be a man, and Christ in his humanity with flesh passed through the cross of death and resurrection from the life-giving spirit in order to be one spirit with us.
Yeah.
finding a part of this meeting as the members of his wonderful body.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for loving us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God for us.
Right.
Amen. The resurrection.
Amen.
In the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
The life-giving spirit.
Amen.
For our body eventually will be redeemed.
Amen.
We glorify.
Amen.
Thank you for your love.
Amen.
And you made us more than conquerors.
Amen.
All the saints.
Amen.
Strengthen all the dear saints in your inner man.
Amen.
Lord, make us your corporate duplication.
Amen.
For your wonderful body.
Amen.
You talk.
Amen.
Lord, keep us turning to you.
Amen.
You have made us more than conqueror. Amen. Nothing can separate us from your love.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Keep us turning to you in every circumstance.
Amen.
Oh, you chose us in him.
Amen.
Your love impels us to be one with you day by day. Keep us, continue to constrain us by your love and keep us responding to you.
Amen.
Strengthen us by your love this week.
Amen.
The law of the spirit of life.
Amen.